With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. April's Walla Walla Valley Wine Month festivities have been postponed due to coronavirus. But while the festivities are on hold for a yet-to-be-determined date, Walla Walla Valley Wine Alliance Executive Director Robert Hansen says the wineries are doing their best to adjust to our new COVID-19 reality.
I've spoken to one winery specifically, and they've cut their part-time tasting room staff and have found other duties and tasks for the full-time staff that was on board. And I'm sure every winery varies depending on their size and where they stand as far as their tenure, too, as far as how long they can handle the economic impact.
So for now, Hansen says they aren't taking it lightly at all.
Yeah, it's a wait-and-see kind of idea. People are hoping that March 31st, the end date, but most people are being realistic and saying, you know, the CDC said longer, so we'll see what happens in the state of Washington.
Unless the rules change moving forward, for those of you who still plan an April trip to Walla Walla.
You know, I would just say, come here, get a nice room or VRBO or Airbnb. Know that you're going to have to eat at those locations, so either prepare for ordering from restaurants and taking it back or buying groceries and bringing them with you to cook, and go out and buy some wine at curbside and enjoy. You know, it's like a little vacation away from whatever chaos or whatever city that you're coming from.
Hansen says Walla Walla still makes wine and sells wine, so get some for yourself and enjoy.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.